Ace last night. The Brewers were 0 for their first 7 with runners in scoring position. Went 7 for their next 13. Finished 7 out of 20 last night. Today, they've had 2 big hits. Runners take off, and there will be no throw. The Brewers pull off a double steal with Bryce Terang and Tyrone Taylor. And that's going to force the infield again to come up for the Yankees. Every Brewer stolen base. Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental, Delta Vision, 2 great plans, 1 name you trust. Pitch to Frelick is low again, and that's a 4-pitch walk. The bases are now loaded to an absolute left-handed pitching killer in William Contreras. And all Aaron Boone can do is walk. Another ortho ASAP walk. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Walk right in. There is a difference. Matt Blake out to have another chat while they discuss Matt Crook. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
With Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld, Jeff Levering with you on a long day at the ballpark. 11 pitches for Crook. He's thrown just 2 strikes. The bases are loaded for the Brewers for William Contreras. And a base hit back in the 8th to extend his on-base streak to 18 games. First pitch to him is outside, ball 1.
Jeff, he's hitting .336 against lefties this year. 22 extra base hits in just 141 plate appearances, including 9 home runs.
Well, he's in a good spot right now. Bases loaded, infield up, the 1-0. It's a strike right down the middle. Well, they don't call it the Bronx cheer for nothing. 1-1 on Contreras. Crook deals, and that's down and in. And he is just really, really struggling to throw strikes. Bullpen is moving again for the New York Yankees, who are having a really tough year, to say the least. A 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Contreras tried to put one out to the number 4 train. A game under 500 of the Yankees. They have not finished below 500 since the 1992 season. 2-2 on Contreras, the pitch. Ground ball, up the middle, a base hit. Terang scores. Taylor will come around and score. It's a 2-run single for William Contreras, and the Brewers add on in the 9th. Right back up the middle, and Crook got out of the way. He was the last man of defense, was just a defense mechanism. And Crook does not retire a batter. He will be taken out of this ball game before facing Carlos Santana. And the Brewers are piling on in the Bronx. Aaron Boone has made a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular, proud to support the Brewers. Want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 2 more hits, 2 more runs batted in. New pitcher Ron Marinaccio is coming on for the New York Yankees. Brewers still without an out and still hitting it. Leading it by a score at the moment of 7-2. Back to the Bronx in a bit on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you'll always find great deals. Right now, get even greater savings store-wide with our lowest prices of the year. Like 50-pound bonus bags of Blaine's brand black oil sunflower seed, just $24.99. That's a 50-pound bag at a 40-pound price. $10 off Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed while supplies last. And Mother's brand California Gold Clay Bar Car Detailing Kits, just $20.99. Shop Blaine's Farm and Fleet's lowest prices of the year in-store or online, and pick up your order in our drive-thru in just 1 hour.
Calling all cocktail enthusiasts. Put down those shakers and enjoy the convenience of Carb Bliss, the premium, handcrafted, ready-to-drink cocktail. Carb Bliss's all-new cocktail collection brings 4 flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Moscow Mule, Mojito, Strawberry Margarita, and Paloma. Experience every flavor of the cocktail collection variety pack now at retailers near you. Elevate your drinking experience with zero carbs, zero sugar, 100 calories, and full flavor. Carbless. Find your bliss.
I'm so excited. It's camping season again.
Evenings relaxing with a roaring campfire.
I know.
I love a good campfire and s'mores. You packed the marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate, right?
Well,
Don't tell me you forgot.
No. I brought Wisconsin Campfire s'mores from Cedar Crest.
You lost me.
Here, taste this.
Mmm. Rich graham-flavored ice cream, marshmallow swirl, and crushed peanut butter cups. It's delicious.
It's Cedar Crest, so you know it's the best.
Cedar Crest Campfire s'mores. Fire optional.
Was just recalled from AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre prior to the game today, is on to face Carlos Santana. The first pitch to him misses low. And it's a one ball, no strike count. Still nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. Two runs in. It's a 7-2 Brewers lead. Three in the eighth, two in the ninth. Pitch to Santana, hammered foul first base side. And a lot of the Yankee faithful that sat through this long rain delay are trying to make their way to the subway station or get back to their humble abodes. One ball, one strike. Devin Williams has grabbed a seat in the Brewers' pen as Santana hooks one down the right field line foul. Hobie Milner is all by himself in the Brewers' pen with Wells, Pereira, and Peraza scheduled in the bottom of the ninth when we get there. Chance to gain another game on the Cubs, who lost earlier today. 1-2 pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. So it will be a four-game lead going into Sunday. The Brewers have Corbin Burns against Garrett Cole tomorrow afternoon. Two two on the way to Santana, and it missed down and in. Three balls and two strikes. Santana one out of four today. Soft single into shallow center field in the eighth. 3-2 pitch, hit foul. He just loved the approach late in a game against this A bullpen for the Yankees. And Loaisiga has been one of their A guys for a number of years. Got three in the eighth against him and just continuing to add on with good at-bats in the ninth against Crook and now Marinaccio. 3-2 pitch, hit foul again. It's like we talked about with Craig Counsell in our pregame show today, just the unselfish approach. Team at bats, passing the baton to the next man. We discussed it on yesterday's pregame show, how it is baseball is the most individualized team sport. This one in the air to left. Pereira circles under it to make the catch, and that's the first out in this top of the ninth inning. You need to rely on a lot of different pieces in a baseball game, but when you are in that batter's box, or if you are out on that pitcher's mound, you are on an island, much like a tennis player or a golfer. It is up to you to get it done. But if you get on, if you get a base hit, if you get a walk, you have to have somebody drive you in. There's a great analogy that he was talking about with tennis players, and if something doesn't go their way, how quickly their mind has to flush it and move on to the next thing. Same can be said in baseball. Call doesn't go your way, you got to take a breath and move on. Pitch to Canna is a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. The count on Mark Canna. And a swing and a miss at a high fastball. That one up around his letters and the backswing hitting Wells in the hand. And time called by DJ Rayburn to let Wells get the bees out of his hand. And Aaron Boone, the manager, is now walking out to check on Wells with the athletic trainer right behind him. I think Wells was trying to shoo him away, but instead they're going to take a look.
Along the lines of what you're talking about, too, with this team,
particularly, I think, over the month of August and so far here in September, this is not a team that's going to have the biggest numbers offensively in Major League Baseball, but what they are doing so well is competing 1-9 in every single at-bat. They're just not giving away many at-bats right now, and they just seem to wear teams down as the game goes along, and that's why they're putting up some of these late runs and these tack-on runs that they've been doing during this good stretch of baseball as well.
0-2 pitch to Canna is hit foul just to the right of us. I mean, think back to that game on Friday last week against the Phillies where Trey Turner hits that big game-flipping home run. And then the Brewers come right back and get three more. Now they got helped out because of a bad defensive play, but they still came back. Still had to have some walks, a bases-loaded walk to Tyrone Taylor to set up the Owen Miller plate appearance to drive in those three runs.
Yeah, that's the point, right? That they had to put themselves in a position where one mistake by Philadelphia gave them the game right back, and that's what they did. They continued to compete.
And doing that in the first two games of this series with late rallies. Pitch to Canna, and it's up and over his head and off the backstop, and it goes all the way out near first base, and it will be a hit by pitch. I believe that grazed the helmet of Mark Canna. So he will be awarded with a hit by pitch, so no wild pitch. And the bases are loaded again. Canna on for a third time. He was able to get the bat down, thankfully, and just did graze the top of his helmet. Willie Adames, the hitter, hit with the bases loaded in the eighth and bounced to short, the pitch. And a pop-up. Shallow center, and it won't even get out to center field. Gleyber Torres is under it and makes the catch. The infield fly was called for, and Willie Adames is out number two. So a missed opportunity for Willie to add more to his ledger. 1-4-5 for Adames, and it's going to be Victor Caratini. Sacrifice fly for Caratini with the bases loaded in the eighth inning to add that third run to the tally. Second straight inning, as this one is a swing and a miss on a changeup. Second straight frame where the Brewers have sent eight men to the plate. Scored three times in the eighth inning, twice so far in the ninth. Frelick, Contreras, and Canna are the runners. Two-run single in the frame by William Contreras. Marinaccio delivers and misses low with a fastball at 93. One ball, one strike on Caratini. Third DH to use in this game for Craig Counsell. Change up, down, and in. Started with Rowdy Tellez, then went to Owen Miller. And now Victor Caratini. Two and one. The pitch inside, three balls and a strike. 44,068 were here at one point. Sitting through a 2.5 hour long rain delay. It was a 2-2 game until the eighth inning. Brewers have extended their lead. 3-1, down and away, and they'll get another one in the ninth. A bases loaded walk. And the ninth man to hit in the inning will be Andrew Monasterio. Another walk brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. There is a difference. Fifth walk drawn by the Brewers. And most of those have come in this ninth inning. Four of them in this frame alone as that pitch misses inside on Monasterio. Pitch is a strike. The slider that Marinaccio got under, it just spun. 1-1 on Monasterio. One pitch, foul back into the netting. 1-2. A couple of fans sitting right behind home plate, and that foul ball went right off the netting, and if the netting wasn't there, they'd be in trouble. And there was a flinch, and one friend said to the other, gotcha. 1-2 pitch. Tapper foul third base side, and it's 1-2. It's just a reaction. Foul ball comes your way. You got that net in front of you. You're kind of in the game, kind of not. You see that thing coming towards you, you flinch. It's okay. No harm in it. There were no spilled beverages or food items. That's a plus. 1-2. Fouled away. Crook started the inning, and three of his four runners have scored. Marinaccio has recorded two outs, has hit a batter, and walked one. Bases remain loaded. 8-2 Milwaukee. And a step off by Marinaccio. Get a reset. Again, it's the bottom third of the order scheduled for the Yankees in the ninth. 1-2 pitch is off the outside corner. Slider, and it's 2-2. A lot of pitches used in this inning for both Crook and Marinaccio.
41 between the two of them.
I was just doing some quick math. Crook only threw 5 strikes. That's outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 16 pitches for Crook. 5 strikes. Marinaccio about ready to throw his 27th pitch to the fifth batter in the inning that he's facing. 3-2, runners go, and it's outside, ball 4. This is not going to be pretty getting out of the Bronx. A 4-run ninth where the Brewers have 2 hits and nothing hit hard. Contreras hit a 3-hopper through a drawn-in infield. Tyrone Taylor hit a flare into shallow center that got through. And now the 10th man to hit in the inning is Bryce Terang. He started the inning with a walk on 4 pitches. Milwaukee. 3 in the 8th inning, 4 in the 9th. Last night it was 3 in the 7th. And then 3 more in the 8th to win by a final of 8-2. Terang ahead, 1-0. He has yet to see a strike in the inning. 2-0. And Marinaccio is all over the place. And Wells is coming out, as well as the rest of the infield. The only person not joining in the conversation is DJ LeMahieu at first base. And the Yankee faithful, I mean, they are having a tough time. This is a storied franchise, of course. They've won 27 World Series championships. Haven't had a losing season since 1992. Nobody's going to feel bad for them, that's for sure. But these Yankee fans are, they're tough. Two and oh on Bryce Terang, and there is virtually no help here. Terang takes a strike. 2-1. Left-hander just started playing catch in the bullpen. Nick Ramirez, the former Brewer. 2-1 on Terang. Here it is. Strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Bryce Terang. Ready to go, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out through a fastball by Bryce Terang, and the inning mercifully comes to an end. Brewers send 10 to the plate, score 4 times on just 2 hits. Bottom of the ninth is next. 9-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolfsten Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolfsten, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
We've reached the bottom of the ninth inning. Somehow, some way, we've made it. And Austin Wells is scheduled to lead things off against Hobie Milner, who's looking to get the last 3 outs of this ballgame. 2-2 contest going into the eighth. Brewers scored 3 times in that inning and then got 4 more in the ninth to make it 9-2. Trying to take the first 2 games of the series and go for the gravy tomorrow. There's a strike on Wells, 0-1. Pereira and Peraza to follow. New outfield for the Brewers. 0-1 pitch is swing and a miss, and it's nothing in 2. Joey Weimer comes in for Mark Canna. Weimer checks it in center. Frelick moves to right, and Tyrone Taylor moves from right field to left field. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. One away. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for this Brewers pitching staff. Wade Miley had 3 of them. Piguero had a couple. Pyops with 1. McGill with 1. As it stands, Yoel Pyops would be your winning pitcher. As the Brewers took the lead in the top of the eighth, as he was the pitcher of record. Breaking ball for his strike on Pereira. Nothing but strikes from Hobie Milner. That's just what you want. And that one just missed off the inside corner. Could have been. 1-1. How about this pitching staff as well? Yankees had just a 2-run homer yesterday by Dominguez. 3 total hits. Today, 2 runs on 2 hits. Pereira takes inside. 2-1. 5 hits for this Yankees offense. Milner's 2-1. And it's called for a ball. It's 3-1. And now they aren't the 27 Yankees. Mickey Mantle's not running out there. Delivery, swing and a bouncer hit towards the middle. Terang ranging, and he'll just put it in his back pocket. It's an infield single for Pereira. No reason to get up and try and make some sort of a crazy play. Pereira with an infield single. All 3 hits for the Yankees today have been singles. And Oswald Peraza is the hitter. And yes, I know I said Mickey Mantle and 27 Yankees. I know Mickey Mantle didn't play in 1927. He was making a point that those types of legendary players are not in this Yankee lineup. But it is a big league lineup. First pitch, swinging strike on Peraza.
When you go through it, LeMahieu has a batting title in his career. Judge was the MVP last year.
Ground ball towards the middle. That's a base hit for Peraza. So 2 on with 1 out.
And here comes DJ LeMahieu.
Torres is a very solid major league player. Giancarlo Stanton, multiple All-Star. I mean, there's still some names in this lineup, even though there's a lot of younger players kind of towards the bottom of it.
Stanton hit his 400th career home run on Tuesday against Detroit. You got LeMahieu at the plate. And if you're Hobie Milner, you'd love to get a ground ball to a middle infielder and just be done. Four singles for the Yankees today. Pitch to LeMahieu is called for ball one. LeMahieu is 0 for 4. Reached on an error in the third inning. But that does not count as reaching base safely. LeMahieu takes a strike. He has reached base safely in 27 of his last 29 games. But that is in jeopardy with this plate appearance. One from Milner. Foul back. Ball and two strikes on DJ LeMahieu. Lifetime 293 batting average for LeMahieu. 2020 hit 364. He's led the league in batting average twice. Once with Colorado, once with the Yankees. 1-2 is a little low with a change. Two balls and two strikes. Milner's pitch. Tap foul, third base side. LeMahieu stays alive. Has 107 strikeouts this year. It's just the second time DJ LeMahieu has struck out 100 times in a season in his career. That is crazy. 2-2. Struck him out. Sent him down to a knee on that breaking ball. Second strike out of the inning for Hobie Milner, and one more date with Aaron Judge. Another Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin K for Hobie Milner. Don't forget, series finale tomorrow, Corbin Burns against Garrett Cole. Judge hits it off the end of the bat, fouled on the first baseline. 12:35 first pitch. Hit the air at high noon. Own one on Judge. The pitch home. Fly ball into center. Joey Weimer's got a bead on it. He will make the catch and the ball game is over. Brewers with a 9-2 victory in the Bronx can go for a sweep tomorrow afternoon with Corbin Burns on the hill. We'll preview that one and wrap it up from Yankee Stadium. 9-2 the final on the Brewers Radio Network.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. It's Miller time. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Is your yard ready for fall? Pick up the essentials during Fleet Farm's Fall Yard Prep. Get everything you need, like Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Lawn Food, on sale, $49.99. Get 5 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch for just $10. And all poly tarps are 20% off. Plus, shop our wide selection of cleanup gear, like rakes, wheelbarrows, power equipment, and more. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip, purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Purveya Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, a Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, America's Homegrown Wireless, Hupie and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort and Casino. Lane, the Brewers make it two in a row with a bunch of run support late in the game.
Yeah, the Brewers have really been tacking on late after they take the lead of these first two games of this series, and they've won this series now from the Yankees. They can get greedy tomorrow. 9 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors, and 8 left for the crew today. For the Yankees, 2 runs on 4 hits, an error. They left 9. Piamps is the winner. He's 5-4. The loss goes to Loaisiga. He falls to 0-2. It took 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of 44,068. And want to say thank you to the award-winning team at Hupie and Abraham for every double play this season. Hupie and Abraham will be donating $100 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Visit Hupie.com and learn about their winner. It's free guarantee.
Do you have a Chevrolet star of the game?
Boy, there are a lot of options again today for this one. But I think I am going to go with William Contreras. 2-for-5, drove in a couple of runs today. Had a good all-around performance today. This is a team win today for the Brewers.
Good job. All right. A lot of cars, but William gets the big one. Star of the game brought to you by Chevy Star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com today. Well, should be a fun one here at the old ballpark tomorrow. On Deck Show, built by Menards, getting underway at noon, followed by the game at 12:35. Yankees send Garrett Cole to the mound against Cy Young Award winner a couple of years ago, Corbin Burns. For our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, and for Lane Grindle, I'm Jeff Levering, inviting you to stay tuned for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. Lane has that coming up in a matter of moments. Once again, final score from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. It was the Brewers 9. And the Yankees, too. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us through rain, through hail, through a little bit of everything. We'll have baseball for you tomorrow afternoon in the series finale. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to High Wattage Play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Truck drivers, at Schneider, it's all about staying busy and getting home in comfort. New and growing dedicated accounts will get you home on a schedule you can bank on. And Schneider's new industry-leading trucks have top-of-the-line features that keep you safe and comfortable. Plus, when you're on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Choose a company that's invested in your safety and comfort. Choose Schneider. Apply now at SchneiderJobs.com.
Another Wisconsin summer, sitting by a cozy campfire, catching some sun on your favorite lake, or going to our favorite ballpark. Carbless handcrafted vodka, tequila, and rum cocktails are ready to enjoy anywhere you find yourself this summer. Carbless has zero carbs, zero sugar, gluten-free, and is only 100 calories, so you can experience bliss without the guilt. Choose from flavors like black raspberry, lemon lime, or pineapple. Don't let your summer fly by without one. Discover Carbless online or at a retailer near you.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome you in to the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. Brewers have taken the first two games of this series in New York. They win tonight by a final of 9-2 after they won last night by a final of 8-2. And the Brewers will go for a sweep tomorrow afternoon here in the Bronx. Get in the game at Pottawatomie, gaming, dining, sports betting, and a luxury hotel all in downtown Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your win is waiting. Well, let's look at the scores around the rest of baseball today. Tampa Bay, a 7-5 winner over Seattle. Toronto in Toronto takes down the Royals 5-1. It was the Diamondbacks helping the Brewers in 10 innings today, taking down Chicago 3-2 at Wrigley. And that means the Brewers now with a 4-game lead in the NL Central. Remember a couple of days ago, it was a 1.5-game lead. Brewers have shot it right back up to 4. As we turn the corner into Sunday, Minnesota wins over the Mets in the Twin Cities 8-4 today. Later on tonight, Cleveland visits the Angels in Anaheim. Colorado is at San Francisco later tonight as well. Dodgers and Washington were supposed to get underway today, but they've had some weather issues there as well. Pittsburgh and Atlanta, no score. Bottom of the first in Atlanta. Top of the second in Arlington, no score between the A's and the Rangers. We will give you some more scores in a few moments, but the crew today had 9 Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Back with more of the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show after this. Brewers win it 9-2 here today over the Yankees. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin. 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry, Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. Brewers over the Yankees tonight by a final score of 9-2. And for every Milwaukee home run this season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, $14,500 for the 145 home runs to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Let's look at some other scores around baseball today. San Diego and Houston in the top of the second. Down in Houston, no score. Reds with a 3-1 lead at home over the Cardinals. That game's in just the top of the third inning. Philadelphia's out to a fast start at home against the Marlins, 5-0, bottom of the fourth. Baltimore leads in Boston 8-6 in the top of the sixth inning. And the White Sox trail the Tigers in Detroit 1-0. That game is in the top of the sixth. Time for our home run distance recap. Tyrone Taylor's home run that came in the eighth inning. That one registered in at 348 feet. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, delivering measurable results. We'll be back with the highlights when we return after this to Yankee Stadium on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. Brewers win it 9-2 over the Yankees on the Brewers Radio Network.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry, Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work, heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Show Brewers over the Yankees tonight by a final score of 9-2, and it's time for the postgame highlights brought to you by Prevea Health. They're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led and specializing in you. It was Michael King on the mound for the Yankees. It was Wade Miley on the mound for the Brewers. It was a scoreless game until the top of the fourth inning. That's when Mark Canna would extend his hitting streak to 8 games with a single into center. And the next batter was Willy Adames. 1-0 pitch. And he hits this the other way down the right field line. Going back is Stanton at the track. It's off the base of the wall. Canna on the run. He's going to be waved around third by Jason Lane. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. On his way to third is Adames. Now that throw goes up the foul line in left field, and Adames gets to his feet and scrambles home. It's 2-0 Milwaukee. A Little League home run for Willy Adames, and the Brewers struck first. But the Yankees would come back at the Brewers in the bottom of the fourth. A lot of soft contact, some not-so-great defense from the Brewers, which is not something you typically see from this group. And the Yankees would put 2 runs across and
Wade Miley would actually leave this game after just 3 2/3 innings. Elvis Peguero would get the final out of the fourth. It was a 2-2 ball game as we moved forward. Both bullpens got involved eventually as Michael King would go 5 innings and strike out 9. And it was not until the top of the 8th inning that things would change. Tyrone Taylor was facing Jonathan Loaisiga to lead off the top of the 8th.
1-0 pitch. Line down the left field line. That's towards the corner, and it is gone. A home run. Tyrone Taylor pulled the hands inside on a 97-mile-an-hour sinker, and he puts it out. The Brewers have a 3-2 lead on Tyrone's 6th home run of the season.
And it was a big one, and the Brewers then would do what they've done so well in this series, and that was continue to put the pedal to the metal in this game. They would get 3 straight singles off of Loaisiga to load the bases up with nobody out, and then Mark Canha came to the plate.
0-1 to Canha. Popped up, shallow center. Dominguez racing in. He can't get it. It falls a base hit. There might be a play at the plate. Streaking in his Frelick, he scores, and the Brewers add a huge insurance run. It's 4-2 Milwaukee.
And they weren't done yet. The bases would be loaded up again after Willy Adames hit into a fielder's choice where the runner was cut down at the plate. That was Contreras. So bases loaded, one out, and a pinch hitter, Victor Caratini, to the plate. He would lift his sack fly. They would score one more run, and the Brewers had a 5-2 lead going into the bottom of the 8th. They'd get a 1-2-3 inning from Trevor McGill in the 8th, and they'd go back to work in the 9th. Crook was on initially for the Yankees, a 4-pitch walk to Terang, then Taylor with a single, and then a walk of Frelick. Bases were loaded for William Contreras.
2-2 on Contreras, the pitch. Ground ball, up the middle, a base hit. Terang scores. Taylor will come around and score. It's a 2-run single for William Contreras, and the Brewers add on in the 9th.
And the Brewers would add 2 more on against the bullpen as Marinaccio would come in for Crook, who couldn't get anybody out. And Marinaccio would end up getting the final 3 outs of that 9th inning, but not before a couple of bases loaded walks would push this score to 9-2 in favor of the Brewers. And it would be Hobie Milner to come on, work around a couple of hits in the bottom of the 9th, and put up a 0 and finish this one off. 9-2, Brewers go for the sweep tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Back
with you on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. The Brewers win it here tonight over the New York Yankees by a final score of 9-2. Time now for the Down on the Farm report brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your trusted neighborhood store for power tools, fall cleanup, pet supplies, and much more. Shop online at farmandfleet.com. Low A Carolina rained out at Salem today. High A Wisconsin just getting underway at home against Cedar Rapids. No score in the bottom of the first. Double A Biloxi's in the top of the second at Birmingham. No score in that one. And they are going to the bottom of the first in Nashville. A 0-0 game between Memphis and the Nashville Sounds. That is going to do it for us here tonight. Next broadcast, though, coming your way tomorrow. On Deck Show built by Menards gets underway at noon. The game will follow at 12:35, Brewers and Yankees. And what a pitching matchup. Corbin Burns against Garrett Cole. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld for Jeff Levering. I'm Lane Grindle saying thanks again for listening. We had happy news to report today. Brewers over the Yankees by a final score of 9-2. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolfstead, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Hackman Auction, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
Corner paint, you'd be mine. air at 98.3.
Online at 98qcountry.com.